tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Thank you.
Boo.
I'm just saying.
You gotta do that.
It's like,
ooh,
is it
all the What up, AfterBuzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Jenna here in studio with my homegirls. The crew is all back together.
Hey.
Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, what's up?
Miss Corinne Williams.
Hey, hey.
And Miss Pink English.
Hey, I came to collect some money, honey. Get your money.
Hey, well, so did apparently Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of
like
kind
right.
of version
Sorry,
of
this song's whack.
It's the Glee version.
Sorry, guys. I thought it would make you guys laugh. I'm sorry.
It's the Kids Bop version.
Hey, I like the Kids Bop.
Hey, I wasn't sure it wasn't Rihanna, so it's okay.
You used to get Kids Bop?
Yeah, because I have younger brothers and sisters, and I'll be like, ooh, that's the track.
All you ladies like your popsicles like this?
No.
Shave your ice, don't stop, don't miss.
I can't.
Bye, Felicia. This is not 1990. Jock jams, like, keep it to yourself.
We have Barney tapes. Yes. Girl. Me and my sister Taylor would get our lives singing Barney. Yeah.
I love you. Anyway. You love me.
Bitch better get her life.
Hey, get it.
All right. Well, you needed to get it because Miss, what was it called? Drama detox.
Drama detox.
Honey, the only drama in detox I think these girls needed was from Miss Nene Leakes.
Yes.
The detox was the leak.
In the
friend group.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm not that they kept calling her the cancer, though.
The cancer in the group.
Well,
more like a pimple.
Right. Cancer's real serious.
A clogged pore.
Right.
Maybe a clogged artery.
Adult you know. Acne, something
what?
Like that.
Adult acne.
So Nene did not go on the trip because she was having a blood clotting problem.
That's real life.
It is, and that's a long flight to have to deal with something like that.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Did they discuss that?
I don't know. No, I have no idea. Like,
I didn't believe it.
I just was assuming I didn't want to like talk about somebody's health.
I mean.
It sound good.
It good
like,
enough.
That's cute. Okay.
Like when Faye just said, oh, she couldn't get medical clearance.
But she flew to New York it's shorter distance.
And she got clearance.
And it's international.
Like 2.5 hours.
Right. Yeah. And she got clearance to wear that stupid little wig.
Uh-huh. She gets clearance to wear whatever she wants. Like, I feel like Jim Henson is her clothing designer at some time.
Yeah, exactly.
R.I.P.
She asks all the places she's in, can I keep the wigs? All
she
of
loves them.
Oh, she fired her hair person. Now she'll just be getting her wigs from Circus Olay and Broadway.
Zumanity.
Well, now she's in New York. She can go, Madame Tussauds, get some of their wigs. I used to work there. They have tons of them just sitting all
over. Does she get them off of the wax mannequins?
She probably got Greg running around with her purse like,
bitch, gotta get my wigs.
So Nene's in New York. She's getting ready for her rehearsals. Mark, the creative director, is telling her how crazy this show is. In other words, I think they kind of were scared, like, a normal actress would have known these lines by now.
Mm-hmm.
But okay.
But can I use an accent?
Two accents.
Yeah.
You didn't think she was good? Wait, hold on. Cinderella! Cinderella! Okay, hold on. Can I say...
No, I want to
I
say...
I want to say... Cinderella! I'm just like, she sounds horrible.
Can I please have two accents, sir?
Yeah.
And the guy...
He was looking at her like...
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean?
Bitch, what?
He was like, who the fuck did y'all...
You had the script a month in advance and you come like this. Actually, we didn't even want you, but since you're here.
We gotta work with you.
Cinderella!
That That's why he's like, he played
when
the
she said, Cinder! Urban.
Ella!
I couldn't. That was done with her
what
from
that. What was that?
Poor
Mark.
Maybe she was trying to see, like,
Ella!
How she could change what's, her
and his face was like,
because he's sitting here like, bitch, are you joking? Or like, are you serious?
He was
like,
real nice. He was like,
he was,
we
but
hope
he had,
you get through, you know, be mostly ready for it.
He was white people nuts. He was, that's like, when you like, up front, but in the back, you're like, bitch.
And he played, and he pulled the urban word out, yes, which I hate.
I was like,
that word.
That was so rude.
Oh my
that
gosh.
That was shade and
we don't
rude.
Need the urban in Cinder.
Urban contemporary.
Urban contemporary. Exactly.
Urban contemporary. What does urban mean?
Like, he said, don't bring your black Ebonics.
Exactly.
Well, because she was, yeah, she was like,
she
talking
did
about,
say she was gonna bring an accent, y'all. Talking about, can I use honey? No.
And buy wig?
Buy
no.
wig.
What is buy wig?
The only buy wig you can be saying is the one on your head, bitch. Right. Like,
so is urban the new word for Negro?
There's debate around the topic. I mean,
you guys can check out Black Hollywood Live.
We
discuss
we
it every
discuss
week.
It on regular basis.
No,
like, what does
don't
that
call
mean?
Me urban
at all.
Right, he could have just said contemporary.
Oh, here come that urban chick. How ignorant!
I think it's because she this threw the bi wig in. Threw it off.
Yeah,
that's where the urban came from. He was like, "Wait, is that urban?"
No, I don't think that's
though.
Where it came
in
from.
In his mind,
she was like, "Honey."
He's
like,
"Bitch." No, when she said, "Can I do? Can I be put Nene in it? Nene in it?" That's where the urban came from.
He said. Urban Amazon.
We tried to get a lion carry.
Lamethia does say bride maid on a regular basis, so
it does. Mm. Period.
Well, so basically she wants to let the Nene come out. My thing is this. If you want to be taken as a serious actor.
Know your lines?
Well, no, but...
Oh.
Yeah, that's first.
Well, one, yes. So, but actresses and actors, they have to get out of themselves and become a character.
Mm-hmm. She was herself.
You're supposed to be this character from, what, 1870, whatever year this is.
A long time ago.
She tried to tell y'all she did not think she could be evil. And mean.
But
and
it wasn't about being evil. She just
tried to tell
like,
y'all,
why
that was
would
not
you
in her wheelhouse.
Why would you want
to
perfect these two accents but not know how to actually act?
Because she's being dumb.
Like it's just fake.
Taking the checks.
Well damn.
I mean, because even on what was the other show she had,
more
the New Normal?
And I'm at.
Humanity?
New Normal.
Oh, the New Normal, yeah.
Remember when she starred that? She was like, you know, I feel like this character has a little bit a Nene in her. It's always like trying to bring
it
back
it
to.
It was, he wrote yeah. it because of her.
It was Nene.
So
even
all
when she
the
was
characters
in Glee,
are Nene, yeah.
She was Nene.
Yeah, that's true.
What else has she been in?
Humanity?
A stripper?
As
Mr. Ed. No.
At Magic City? Oh. She was Nene.
No, she was Nay Nay.
Nay Nay, right.
Nay Nay.
But I will give her credit. I mean, like, at the end of the day, she on Broadway. Go,
that's
girl.
True. And your name on the market, girl.
And she gets
sure
the
checks. Because she is a rich.
But the thing is, she doesn't want this
bitch.
To be the end of her career. And if
that's
she,
true.
If she gets up there and, well, I heard she did a good job.
I did, too.
Like, that was risky.
Really? Didn't you?
I didn't
hear anything about it.
I didn't hear anything about it either.
You did it?
I did. I
Shut
heard she
up.
Did a wonderful job.
I heard
everyone
she did a good
I know
job.
Went to see it, said she killed it.
Okay, wait, you really know people that went, sorry? Mm-hmm. So what did they really say, though?
She's lying.
She killed it.
She's lying.
Girl, you're
I
lying.
Love Nene.
She's lying.
I love Nene, too.
We can love Nene and critique Nene.
Right, but what did these...
Because we want Nene to win.
What did these sources say?
What?
Bitch better have my money.
So they wanted their money back.
Well,
that
all right.
Okay.
Well, before we get into the trip, let's talk about a little news and gossip here. So Nene and Kim are having a spinoff.
Wait,
so we brought this up 3 years ago.
I am so excited.
3 years ago we brought
but wait,
it for
we
this.
Have another one. Ty
oh, wait, hold
Kim
on. We're
going to
talk about that.
Okay,
but
okay,
Nene
girl.
And Kim, how are we feeling about this?
Two thumbs up.
I'm glad about it, but I feel like no one's going to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I mean...
What's the point?
I want to see Wig and Wig.
Yeah, Wig and Wig, you're not going to watch Candy, you're not going to watch Portia or Kenya or Claudia.
I would like to say that I'm not, but I still
I
will
know
catch
I am.
It. It just won't be musty TV because Nene is kind of falling off for me anyway, so it's not like I'm watching it to watch Nene now anyway, because
so
she's not
this,
even there.
So does this mean that she might not be returning back since she has a spinoff?
Honey, after this episode, I do not think Nene.
She was
ever
like,
coming back to the Housewives.
Yeah.
Because you know she's going to be like, oh, I have my own spinoff. No, you have a spinoff with someone who's already had a spinoff.
Oh, that's
on her fourth season of hers, or third season.
So does that mean Kim keeps her show? 2?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They announced it.
It's on there. Yeah, it's on there for their fourth season.
Don't Be Tardy is coming back.
That's
crazy. I don't watch it, though.
I don't watch it either.
I watch it. It is quite entertaining. I'm good. I think Kim is hilarious.
So what do you think Nene's going to bring? Like, Kim and Nene are going to bring to a show?
They're going to be awesome. They're going to hate each other one episode. The next week, they're going to love each other. It's just going to be... And they're going to make fun of all the other girls.
But they're always doing work, so it's like if Nene's traveling and everything. And
her husband.
Oh.
I mean, they're going to be on a road trip, so it'll be... I don't know if you guys watched Shekinah and Tiny.
Yeah. 2 years ago. Like, exactly what
road
we said.
Trip.
So it's like Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Yeah, but like on the more urban level.
Shut up.
It's urban contemporary. Reality TV.
And Tiny's weave trip. Like, I got in.
I wanted to.
I'm sorry, that was urban. And it was enjoyable, but that was urban.
I didn't think it was urban. It was real black. That's
just
probably what it is.
It was
Negro. These bitches had a traveling
weave truck.
Truck, honey.
And they were fighting and they all the time.
Every episode. Shekinah was cussing Tiny out. Tiny was in there like, what? Like the whole season. And it was good.
What did they pitch to these producers like to get this show on air?
Well, Tiny has money.
And she's in
around
Atlanta.
Yeah.
And she already had T.I. and family. And people love Shekinah from the T.I. show.
I can see that, but why are people really excited for Meet the Tuckers?
Right.
Who said that?
I didn't say I was excited.
No.
Well, why did they get a season 2?
Especially now that Mama Tucker.
No, this is a season 1.
Meet the Tuckers.
That was a wedding special.
I thought you were talking about the church people.
There is no Mama Joyce versus Mama Tucker because Mama Tucker has passed. God rest her soul. Like, why are we going to watch this?
Maybe he has other family members.
Who will hate Mama Joyce?
I don't
understand why you're mad at me. I'm serious.
What? Because Mama Joy?
I'm not here for Courtney.
How many episodes are you going to watch of the Meet the Tuckers?
0.
I mean, I'm going to watch the first
one. You know they rerun it like 800 times.
You know you have to watch it.
But I'm not going to DVR it. I'm just going to be honest.
If it's on, it's on.
Okay, well... Okay, ask me next week.
It's just hard. You know what I mean? Like Don Juan, you just want to be like, hey, Don.
Yeah, is he going to be a part of it, though?
Of course. He has to be.
Yeah. Because someone has to hate Todd on the show. That's the point.
Besides
of their marriage, is for someone to hate Todd.
Don't do it, Candy. Don't do this.
This is going to destroy their marriage. That's what I'm saying, guys.
Back out now.
Todd needs a check, though. Like, and he's probably producing it too.
For sure, he's getting double.
Yeah, he's getting money.
Oh yeah.
That's what you've been doing in that little closet of yours.
Yeah,
all right, let's talk about the detox. They go to the airport, all the ladies, Cynthia, Demetria, Portia, which I'm mad that they all tried to shade Portia with her luggage, and y'all all had
the same amount.
They did have a lot, but Portia had a whole lot of luggage.
But honestly, Louis luggage doesn't really fit that much in it, so you have to have more than one.
Like, 4 on that thing when she was rolling it down the hill. I was like, Portia, what? You got wigs in one bag?
Yes, she got naked hair. I was like, dang. She got her boobs in one and her booty in another. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
Phaedra was waiting in the car.
Shady.
Oh, Phaedra.
I'm not mad at Phaedra.
I'm not mad. At that point, it was like, she ain't fuck with none of those bitches, so she like,
I'm not mad at Phaedra.
How did Demetria get invited?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They had the extra ticket because they knew Nene wasn't going.
Roger Bob.
Oh, there you go.
Roger Bob.
Mm-hmm. Does Roger Bob even know who she is right now?
Probably not. Shots fired. I can't.
Oh.
So, the other thing is...
But wait, how did Claudia look when she got out of the car?
Crazy.
Like she was high.
Nuts.
I love Claudia.
We love her, but we're saying she looked a little loopy.
She don't never look crazy.
She probably had a couple drinks.
She that type of girl that can look like she could wake up and her hair be just all fucked up, but she still just looks cute. Like,
we're
Claudia's
not taking
just cute
away
same.
Her beauty. We're just saying she just that.
She just doesn't know how to dress well, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think she dresses cute.
She dressed cute in the Philippines, but back home she doesn't dress cute.
Really?
I think she dresses cute.
I think she can be challenged at times.
Yeah.
Because that's why Cynthia and Ewa
fashion came with like.
They try to, everyone tries to help her.
Sometimes it's real good and sometimes you're like,
what were you thinking?
Well, I mean, she packs like me because when she undid her.
Me too. I was like, that's me all day.
I'm not mad at that.
I be having one boot and one leg. And I don't care if the shoe dirty.
I don't care.
I'll wash that shit when I get there.
I don't care if the shoe's dirty. I will put dirty shoes in a plastic bag and then put it in there.
I have a shoe bag and a clothes bag.
I bring a Todd stick.
I travel light.
I travel
light.
I don't know.
Are you serious? I
hell yeah, girl. Bitch. I don't want my shit get
for
lost.
A week. With a carry on. I had a carry on. Me too.
A carry on.
No,
for
no. You yes. guys don't yes. do a shoe bag and a clothes bag.
One bag and a carry on. I need all that.
Anywhere.
My goal, number one, is to shop while I'm there. So yeah. I'm bringing my whole closet
when
I go.
But then you buy another suitcase.
But why don't I have another suitcase?
No.
I can't care about that. No. I'd be like, look, I'm going to decide what my outfits are when I'm out there. And I will purchase.
I write mine out when I pack, so I know.
Monday.
Not to
I plan out my Tuesday.
But then you just throw it in
hair.
There.
Yeah.
Well, I fold it.
I'm not any old kind of heathen.
I'm a heathen. Depending on the trip, because sometimes I be packing it up 3 minutes before I gotta leave for the thing.
So you guys let your shoes touch your clothes.
Yeah,
sure. My shoes are in the bottom,
and yep. I put a plastic.
But do you put your shoes
it?
In like cloth bags?
I will put them in bags. Some.
Okay.
Some.
No,
it really depends. I might put my pajama clothes down on over my shoes.
I don't even pack pajamas.
Wait, do you let people sit on your bed then with their clothes on?
No,
I'm asking him.
How about you?
Oh my god.
You can't sit on my pillow.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, like you can't touch my pillow. Like I'm very particular about my pillows. But you can sit on my comforter.
No, as long as my bed's made up. Right. Like not if the sheets are bad.
If you sit on my bed and it's not made up, I'm gonna worry about you as a person.
Even on your comforter though, I don't even put myself on my comforter until I take my street clothes off.
I can't take a shower.
Okay.
And then I get in.
So the girls. Wait. I want to just talk about this. Phaedra, okay. I love you, girl. But that one-on-one with the blue dress and that amber-looking cross necklace.
She looked like an urban Morticia. Yes, urban Morticia.
Everything is urban.
That necklace, though, I swear to God, my grandmother had the matching lamp with that necklace.
They have a matching lamp.
Maybe she got it from the yard
from Avon.
I want
to
say
it looked very Avon to me.
Did it?
Yeah,
circa 89.
Yeah, when everything was large. Yeah. And went with shoulders.
When
and
Avon was like the oh business. My god! I wanted my mom Dynasty to order me all kinds of chapsticks from Avon. I was like,
oh my god! My mom really used to sell Avon.
Yes. I would circle them like I want
all of those.
Yes.
All of those.
Yeah.
So the girls get to McDonald's in the Philippines, which has apparently fried chicken and spaghetti.
Yep.
At
the only stuff that you can slip in the bathtub.
And it was now.
Skin salsa. I'm still talking about Avon.
And you know, it repels mosquitoes in the south.
Yes.
Yes. Hi.
Holla.
Claudia tries to hook some Philippine guy up with Kenya. I mean, she won a half
her booty did look big.
Kenya's?
Yeah.
It always looked big, but it still just sometimes be looking...
Okay, at least it didn't look mushy this time.
I felt like it did.
See, I felt like it looked the least mushy it's ever.
I felt like it looked like Beyonce's pregnancy stomach.
Oh, no. Do you feel like her... Do you guys honestly think her butt is real, Kenya's butt?
No. No, I don't.
Sorry.
Jesse?
It's gotten to look better over the seasons.
I think she got and she got an upgrade.
Oh, really? See, I think she got work done, like... Before it was in the 90s, and that's why it looked like cemented
lobby
like
and
that.
Sloppy.
Well, yeah, and I think it's been an upgrade since then. Because I feel like in the first season or so, it was way more noticeably not real than it
sloppy
is now. Like I feel like she's had something else done.
To I think she and Cynthia went to the same doctor.
I'm not totally sold on Cynthia's yet.
What about Portia?
I think she's got that.
Cynthia
lifted.
Hides it.
She no Cynthia because it's more it's more round now.
See, I feel like that's not the case. I feel like it just got way bigger and
it looked more diapery though.
Yeah, well, in the
that's
know.
The work.
I know.
She
that's
did
what I'm saying.
The
like,
work.
Maybe.
My beloved.
What about Portia?
Portia definitely got her butt done.
No, you don't think so?
No, yeah. I think she
got
just
her boobs
she has
a lot of hair.
I think she got both of them.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
No.
I think she just gained more weight.
I could have seen her get a couple of filler shots.
At first I was like, she probably didn't do that. But then they showed an old episode from the first season she was on, Walking Around with Cordell.
That was divorce weight packed in her booty.
Yeah, wait, we're going to have to go back to some cut video.
Like, oh, she just gained weight.
Oh, yeah,
she just gained weight. You gain weight.
Let's put it up.
Most people gain weight pretty much all over. It's not going to just go to your butt. And her butt is substantially larger
her
than
butt
her butt.
Is huge.
Do y'all remember that long V, like skin flesh tone dress she wore, like it was hanging out. She had no boobs. She did not have very much butt. She had like almost no butt.
I don't think
really.
It was good. It was good. Don't get me wrong. I thought she was amazing. All the squats in the world, honey.
I think she's doing more than squatting.
Her body looks way better now than it did before.
That'll give you a lift.
Because like sometimes they're like good 4 inches.
I know. Yeah, they do.
But then sometimes they look more like, I don't know.
So the girls get to the hotel.
What is this?
Don't listen to this on the podcast, y'all.
Love Filipino fast food.
Yes, Alexis.
Girl, I cannot be ordering no spaghetti from McDonald's.
It's really good. Scared.
No, thank you.
I can't order from McDonald's at all.
Period.
McDonald's overseas is disgusting.
Why? I would do fried chicken from McDonald's.
McDonald's out of America is disgusting.
It's horrible in America.
I was going to say,
yeah, I don't even eat it here. But yeah, no.
The nuggets is really fingers smushed together.
Oh, all right. Well, so...
Fingers smushed together.
The girls get to the hotel. The next day, I kind of go to sleep.
The hotel was great.
So the next day, Phaedra comes to see Claudia. They're going to do lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And
cute.
Claudia, she said, you know, Phaedra, I wanted to give you the room because you're going through the most. And I'm also just really proud and surprised that you actually even came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's how I felt. I felt like Claudia was being generous, saying, like, Phaedra's going to be the outsider here, so give her the room.
Let her feel special.
She was genuine.
I didn't think it was malicious in any way.
Okay, I agree.
Plus, I think Claudia really wants to be everyone's friends now at this point, so.
She does.
I think she wants to have a good time and stop having drama every time they do something together.
Because that would be exhausting.
Yeah.
So now Claudia is the shaman. Or is she Ayama Van Zandt's sister?
Yes.
Well, the fact that you say her name that bad.
My beloved.
Wait, but like my thing is I just feel like I love Claudia, but I don't want her on this show. I think I would watch a show by her, like not by herself. It would have to be her specific friends that were really her friends, not like Kenya and people who are forced. I would watch it. She's entertaining to me.
You think so?
If she could get her group of people that she hangs out with.
I would watch it, but I also would want to see her on Roja if we're going to lose Nene. Because she adds a certain element to her. Like, she's fun.
She's not afraid.
She knows, she's bold.
I think she should be a part of the recasting of Roja.
Yeah. I felt like tonight was like a real big step for her to do that.
Yeah.
And now with Nene leaving, it's kind of like Roja is about to be a whole new situation.
Yeah. They need someone like really strong to come back.
Kenya needs to go away.
They need a bad guy though.
Kenya needs to leave, and unfortunately, Phaedra needs to go.
I agree.
Phaedra does need to go.
And Dimitri.
Can we bring back Dwight?
I want Marlo.
I love Marlo. Replace Nene with Marlo.
Yeah.
Can Sheree be a friend though?
No, I don't like Sheree. She's so fake.
She's not even like good TV. She's another Phaedra.
She's
unavailable.
She's really,
she's a
liar. She can be mean. I mean, they're all liars.
Tell us the truth, English. She said she fake and she lying.
I mean, is she by Sheree finished?
No,
or the Chateau is rotten.
Moving on.
The Chateau we got is on around Phaedra's neck.
The only Chateau we have is Chateau Saint Michel, and that's a wine.
So she goes and has lunch with her, and I love you, Claudia, but again, with like the whole like trying to relate, like, you know, I just want to say like I was married for 3 days. And, like,
I wanted to kill myself.
I appreciated her showing that level of vulnerability. I was like, oh, I love Claudia.
She tried.
I do, but like it's just. But the approach is just a little, it's just...
Because y'all ain't cool like that. Just be like, it's enough to say, I wanted you to come to lunch because I can see that you're going through something and my heart's with you, my prayers are with you, blah, blah, blah. But when she tried to get all up in the biz and then she going up, like, everybody don't want to know about that.
Phaedra cut her deep. She was like, I'm not sharing that with you.
At what point did you want to get a divorce?
And I'm going to eat your salad. She's like, and are you going to eat that?
It's like, we can hang out and talk and show support without, like, we're not friends like that yet.
She got a bonus for that.
The producers are like, tell everybody that she wanted to kill herself. Okay.
Oh. Phaedra says, I'm upset.
Phaedra was like, I don't want to kill myself. I'm fine.
She was like, I'm blessed. You see this necklace? Blessed, bitch, blessed.
That's
Jesus.
It's tough, but I don't want to die
for it. She was like, I'm good. He's in jail. Bye.
Phaedra says she's upset that her innocent children will be looked at sideways for what their father has done.
You probably should have thought about that before you had a convict as their daddy.
Right, because people was looking at you sideways before.
I can't.
I mean, but like, I think that was the first time like I felt like a fucking priest and a prostitute
getting married. Like, what?
You married a hooker.
Yes, English.
Do you think she was being real?
I do. Yes, I can't with these two.
Who, Phaedra?
I think that was the first time I actually believed that she like she wasn't talking about Apollo, but she was hurting for her children, and you could definitely see it there. It was more genuine than her sitting down talking to that pastor girl and making that whole big. I think they both were coming from a genuine point.
Yeah,
so it seemed nice.
I just wish that
until she brought up Candy, I was like, you ruined the whole conversation because now you're trying to bring up drama in opposed to.
We need it.
Yeah, but
we gotta watch.
You ruined it.
I'm glad Phaedra kept it to herself because it's like if Candy hears one more damn time that someone else talking about her.
Right. But she kind of said it kind of mean, like, we're okay.
She said we're cool.
We're cool. But she didn't say, like, we're still friends. Like, she could have put more on it if she didn't want Claudia to go.
I think it was just more like, bitch, like, we're cool.
Like, get out of my business. Right. Let me handle that.
I'm actually going to get a massage. But, yeah.
The only thing about Phaedra, I just wish you just would have kept it real when she first came on the show and been like, yeah, I'm pregnant. I really don't want to marry this fool, so I'm going to just be a baby mama.
My mom's a pastor. Like, she's going to judge me.
That's the only thing. Like,
I sucked everyone's penis in high school.
More relatable.
She should have said that, Corinne.
Yeah, whatever.
That she sucked everyone's penis in high school.
I mean, I don't know about all that.
Own your truth, girl.
Right.
But
everyone's a hoe.
My only thing is now she's a single mother, but if she would have been a baby mama, she still would have just been a single mama, so...
Well, she thought she would change.
She tried.
She did not.
She believed. She
liked convict money. Who does she represent?
She should just go marry Akon.
Who does she represent? Bobby Brown. Who else does she represent?
That ghetto man who pulled out all that money. Cash. Yeah.
Cash
she shoved it in her bra.
Yeah, so she's an urban lawyer,
right? Right. If Ray Rice was in Atlanta, she probably would do him too.
Right.
I would represent him. No hate mail, please. I would.
I mean,
if I was an attorney, yes, I would.
Okay, that's quaint.
If I'm a defense attorney, let's talk about Rojas. Uh-huh.
You seen O.J. Simpson trial?
Right, that's true.
It's quaint. Whole family got famous off of that.
O.J. didn't do it. That's all I got to say. But moving on.
Moving on. So Kenya spent a lot of her time working out and talking to her boyfriend.
That was the dumbest. And you weren't even running.
She
Kenya.
Wasn't running.
Got her
My
hair
grandma
runs
all
back
down,
and she has to fade her down. Yeah. Girl, bye.
And she had on some alley leggings with the hard rhinestones on the butt. Like, what is that?
I can't.
Your hair, knowing your hair is a blowout, you would have been frizzed up if you were sweating for real.
Honey, because when I work out, I tie that bandana around these edges, ma'am, real tight.
Thank you.
I can't take it off until it dries.
Or at least put it in a ponytail.
You blow dry.
I can't take it off until it dries, then it'll grow, and I need it to be slick for her.
Your roots are going to swell. And she has great hair, but her roots are going to swell.
And it's so
My
humid
roots
there.
Swell all the time. I get it. Stop playing. You were not working out.
Phaedra and Candy. Phaedra and Candy went to go get their massage. Candy asked about what Phaedra is basically saying to the other girls, and we come out to Lost in Translation.
Yes, which is lies and lies.
Phaedra just deflecting.
Yeah,
like, I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to tell you this, but.
I'm mad. Mm-hmm. I wanted you in my face.
I hate you.
And rubbing my back.
Yeah, that's
all
it is.
And I think you're a real friend.
And Candy wanted the same. Yeah. They both wanted the same from each other, but they couldn't do it. I just hate that Phaedra always like, oh, this massage is good. Oh, you touch my hair. Like, she tries to, like you said, deflect away.
Everything.
Instead of just being honest. You're a lawyer. I mean, but she is a lawyer. She's a liar. just trying to be genuine.
But that's probably why their friendship isn't what Phaedra is thinking it was supposed to be, because she does that in her life. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not fully upfront, and like sometimes you have friends that are not fully disclosing themselves to you.
Yeah,
and so they stay in a place because you never know like what all is really happening. Are they really upset about something, or is it just a little bit? Like, because she doesn't act like she has any kind of feeling or care about
anything
for real.
Yeah.
So to assume that Candy should have known, like, that's
true.
Crazy.
But then, on the flip side, Candy is going through her own things, too. So, I mean, is that really fair for... I don't know. I guess it's everyone.
Fair for Phaedra?
Yeah, to be that way towards Candy. Because it's not like she's extended an olive branch towards Candy.
I'm
like, hey, girl, what's going on with you and Todd? Like,
when you grow up and marry and you have kids, you have to have low-maintenance friends.
Yeah, you
like,
do.
Because the bottom line is your family is supposed to come first, not your homegirl. Mm-hmm. So.
And the thing is, they sat down and talked about it.
Now, what else is going on?
Right. But they sat sat down and actually talked about it, and Phaedra's like, we're cool. So exactly. If you were cool, you had the prime opportunity to say, this is what I'm upset about.
Yeah.
Okay, but also here's what I think could have happened with the we're cool thing. I think that they had that conversation. Then I think the other girls all went to...
Candy.
That, Dr. Jeff situation. Yeah, yeah. And then it got brought up again, and here's Candy being like, I just had a conversation, but Portia's saying something from, like, I don't think it was new information that she was saying.
No, but then Candy should have known her friend and say, hey, well, we already had a conversation about it, and we let it go. So what, yeah. what we well, I don't need to sit here and talk about it.
They need to get them extra paychecks.
And we don't know how to edit that.
Yeah.
Where Dr. Jeff
well, I hope it's still
I couldn't get past the damn mosquito bite on Phaedra's arm. That shit was huge as hell.
I didn't see it.
Mosquito bites are I couldn't stop staring at it. I was like, damn, girl, you better get checked before
she
you come back
here. She should have brought some skin so soft. Right.
Avon. Don't end up with malaria. Stop playing.
Right. Candy says, you know, it's crazy that you forgave Nene. I think you can be cool with Kenya again.
Crazy.
Phaedra feels she can't be cool with Cynthia.
No.
Mm.
No. I feel like it's completely different.
I definitely think, like, it's different. It's like one was, like, trying to get with her man. Like, there's difference between girls talking shit about each other and then coming to, like, you know, some sort of, like, understand, like, all right, girl, I'm done talking about you. Right. You're done talking about me. Versus, we both were talking about
sabotage.
Each other, but you were trying to entertain my man at some level. You were trying to irritate me
sabotage.
By touching my man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
on multiple occasions.
Sabotage. Yeah, and she still believes that they did
something,
hang out.
Yeah.
She still believes, too. Everyone believes that. If Apollo can steal money from Bob Smith, he can go have sex with Kenya.
Bob.
He can go have sex with Kenya.
Yeah, or get some head. Whatever.
And then Candy needs to stop with her jealous antics. Like, quit bringing up Nene all the time. Clearly, they have buried the hatchet. They have progressed in their relationship with each other. Let it go and let it flow. That's all I'm saying.
Because Candy, you
Candy?
Over on the other team, like,
yeah.
Hey, girls.
Yeah. So, Candy,
girl
no.
Scout cookies.
Go worry about Tata girl.
Yoga. So, the girls go to yoga.
Sorry, that was a mess at yoga.
Candy falling asleep.
Candy Snorebear. We're going to call her Snorebear.
She's so hungry and sleepy all the time, right?
Why are they shaking her on the plane, too?
With that big old thing of food. I was like,
Panda
Express
yes.
in the airport.
What airline is this?
I want to fly.
And okay.
Then they got her laid
Atlanta
out.
Atlanta got Panda Express.
At yoga. Laid out. Knocked out at yoga.
But my thing is like, I hate when people be bringing food like that on the plane.
Me too.
Like,
I know.
Well, you
I
hate
know.
Me because I've done it. I ain't even
I mean,
lie.
No. I've done it.
Yeah. I'll make some nachos.
Yeah, I mean, when you hungry, you hungry.
And you got
yeah.
your food and you're like, oh, I'm going to eat this on the plane. Mm-hmm. I'm taking it with me. Sorry.
But I'm just like, I'd be feeling so guilty when I open it. Like,
I do feel bad about it, but I
don't.
Be
eating.
I don't. And I don't even look because I'm not sharing. I don't care how long this flight is.
What do you mean,
and
share?
Say, can I have some?
And you
I,
are
what was
lying.
It like a cracker? Like,
okay, it happened cracker. To me too.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell,
yeah.
I had a meal, honey.
Yeah, I had.
That's because y'all look friendly.
Was he an urban?
She don't look friendly.
No friendly. Was he urban?
He was Caucasian. He was white.
Yeah, mine was white also.
I said no proof, no class, no etiquette. You guys know me. And I don't know where your hands have been.
Right.
Ben Thompson.
Wait, what
I don't
you
know
eating?
You.
Do you know how hard it got for me to get on the front of this plane?
I was running.
Rosa Parks had to, you know
Rosa,
what I mean?
Civil rights.
And I can't even eat my food in peace.
Right. Damn.
But hold on. How y'all gonna say I don't look friendly though?
Current.
I said you look friendly.
Thanks, Courtney.
Shut up,
I feel like I look so pleasant and approachable.
Let's see your best smile.
Right now, you're giving
smile.
Me stewardess right now.
Right. No, Corinne, you look
unapproachable.
Evil.
Shut up. Look like a,
right.
like a praying mantis.
Exactly.
Venus flytrap.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
All right, so... Claudia has loose ear holes. She
so
wants
random.
Phaedra to apologize to Cynthia. So we get to the dinner, and Claudia decides that there's a kindergarten and wants seat arrangement, which basically I just think she wanted Phaedra
to
next
sit
to her.
Next to her.
Because she put Cynthia across from Kenya, which is typical.
That's
and then you put Candy
homies.
Across from Portia.
And
they
Demetria
get
right next to you on the other side.
Why is she even there? I just don't get it.
Spot.
Yeah, like they're like, we need
Mitri.
One more person to sit at the table.
I mean, but why do you like Mitri? Because she sang a song in some tights? Because
she knows the brand.
Why?
Why do you like her?
I don't know.
Because
we've got. She was on that poster on the ground in Roger Bob's office.
I just feel very much like she's a
Why is she there? Yeah, exactly.
I like you, Demetria.
I don't even understand. Every week I keep saying, why did they demote Portia?
I agree, her hair looks nice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though we're not getting really a big part of Portia's life, we're not really getting a part of anyone besides Candy or
Claudia.
But Claudia, we really don't get the meat of her life
either. But that's
why
Courtney said last week, the three of them make up a
I forgot. Okay, I get
we
it.
We do.
Demetria is like a throw divorced. From like Pier One. Like, you know what I mean? It's just cute to be there.
Exactly.
You call this bitch
a candle.
An Aztecan rug.
You know what I mean? Shut
up. He called her.
You're an accent pillow.
A Navajo blanket. She is like Navajo.
But Pier One's really expensive, so you need to bring that down to like Big Lots.
Roger Bob probably puts postcorn.
Dang, I was at least trying to give her Target, like Nate Berkus line or something.
She's too Big Lots.
Big Lots.
Oh, I was nice to meet you.
Yeah, you were real nice.
So, okay, so Portia gets hushed by Kenya. Portia hushes Kenya and feels like this is stressful. And I totally agree with this.
Yeah.
My thing is this. You wanted a nice dinner. I'm glad that it turned out the way it did, but that was not the place.
Mm-mm.
Stop saying, oh, this is between them, but you're doing it at the table.
But you're interjecting. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Say to them, hey, guys, you know what? I want this dinner to be cool, but I would like for you guys to talk afterwards by yourself.
We're going mm-hmm.
Could
here.
You do that?
No.
Great.
Because every time
it's not on camera in front of everybody. No,
but every time they get together, it's like, let's move forward. Let's move forward. Why don't you just take your words and move forward
right,
and
like,
stop talking about moving forward?
Mrs. Ain't the Illuminati. Like,
exactly.
It's not that serious.
Can we
Kenny
talk about
a horror? We're over it. Okay.
Can we just address Candy's outfit really quick? She looked like Riley, like 13-year-old Riley. I don't even know.
Is that the doily outfit?
She looked like a doily. She had the cross bandana and
yes,
she like
did.
A lacy top. I was like,
Children's Place.
WTF.
Right?
Anyways, keep going. Sorry, just have to say
this. Claudia breaks a glass and she says, you know, wait, this is between the two girls.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia, what do you want to say to Phaedra? And Phaedra, what do you want to say to Cynthia? And Cynthia says, you know, I apologize for what I did. That's between you and your man. And after the fact.
And what did Phaedra say?
I ain't got nothing to say to that hoe.
Mm-hmm.
No, she said, I have nothing to say to Cynthia. My movie theater does not feature her.
Yes.
Next course.
Next course.
Yeah, us Phaedra, and I'm not mad.
She's
rightfully so.
Do you guys
our
like...
AMC ain't featuring that, but...
She doesn't owe Cynthia an apology for sabotaging her, for trying to bring her down, trying to kick her in her stomach.
Do you like the fact that Cynthia and Portia are friends again?
I thought it was great. I loved it.
I thought it was so great.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great that Cynthia was drunk, and I thought it was funny.
But how dare Cynthia have the nerve to try to throw shade and be like, oh, now that she's off her leash, she's fun. You were just on the same leash, ma'am.
Well, that's why she can recognize it.
I can.
Yeah.
She
but,
can
yeah.
see that it's the case, because everybody
off.
Else is trying. Everybody talks shit about Cynthia being on the leash.
Everyone's free now.
So she can, like, see.
Oh, Nene.
The slave master has left.
It's good, because Nene is exhausting. She gets to be so much fun.
Kenya wants to echo Cynthia's statement.
Mm-hmm.
No, Kenya need to shut up.
I just want to echo that.
I'm so tired of her.
Shut up.
Talking
me
at all.
And Cynthia have wanted to mend this friendship.
I felt the same way when you did this to me when we were in Savannah and you
decided
you
to pump
that,
your Faye.
Milk. You do that, Faye. Kenya, shut up.
But everyone knows Phaedra does that.
True, and Phaedra has
so
admitted
what?
To it, and she says that she's open to Kenya's
so
conversation.
What?
Which we thought we were going to get this week, but no.
They tricked us.
Bravo
they lied.
We just have 25 episodes, so we got to wait till next week.
So now
week.
We have to wait, and you better let us see the extended version, Bravo, not 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. No, it'll just be 2 minutes at the end, you know.
Yeah.
Well, so then they do a booty comparison thing, which was a fun way to end the episode. Very
yes.
light-hearted.
Yeah.
That was cute.
On that note, let's head to predictions.
Prediction.
Nene crying.
Right.
What are these tears
She's
of joy?
She's overwhelmed by the amazing thing that's happening to her. She's on Broadway.
I need to see the real tears, though.
Historic.
I didn't believe it. I need to see the tears.
Right, she didn't even cry when she seen her name on Broadway.
She
like,
didn't even cry at her freaking wedding.
Well, she got
that was like the seventh
she
time.
She was confused.
And then we get
everybody.
Phaedra and Kenya.
Conversation.
Now, is this like... Honestly, like remember we keep comparing Phaedra to Gone Girl? Is this the ultimate Gone Girl move?
Yes, totally.
You don't
completely.
Think she's sincere?
Forgive the mistress?
She's not being real.
You know, Apollo gonna be at home watching in home in his cell watching this.
That's like, all, that's all, honey. Right. For 8 years
in his cell, like, this bitch, she done went to Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe she is. It is a little gone girl, and she's just gonna get in close enough to Kenya to really get some specifics about what happened with her and Apollo, so that Kenya feels comfortable, mm-hmm. and then she can use it in her divorce.
Because Kenya's the type of chick that. Kenya's the
not
type
that
of
jail
chick.
Isn't enough, but to right. help with the custody situation, I you agree. Were cheating the whole time. Because like,
Kenya's
might.
The type of chick, like, well, really, girl, he came on to me yep. just to let you know, because yeah. that nigga need to stay locked up.
And you know she saved everything.
Yes,
like,
she did.
Look what he sent me.
Yeah.
He took a picture of his penis, and he sent that to
yeah.
me, too.
And Brandon, show him. Yeah. Show her.
She sent Brandon one, too.
Yeah, he said, Brandon, didn't she do that?
Remember you saw him on Grindr that one time?
Yeah. We were in the hotel. Brandon was there, too.
And Phaedra's going to sit there.
I'm sorry.
And Phaedra's gonna sit there and collect all the information. She's gonna sit there real serious. And then she's gonna say, okay, and she's gonna go to her little lawyer.
Could you imagine if this really all took a left? And next week she was like, you've been wrong this whole time.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. It was Brandon. They met off Jacked. He was 83 feet away at the W Hotel.
I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Kayla was like, I just like to watch.
Oh, God.
On her treadmill with her at wrapped edges.
Oh, God.
On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Any
you guys
of it? No.
Can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starling.
I'm at Just Saying Away.
I'm at Pink English on Instagram, and Twitter is English Speaks.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later! Bad Girls Club.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.